Jesus quotes that particular line from Deuteronomy later on. And of course, the main point, my brothers and sisters, is it's not just working for our daily bread that keeps us alive. It is truly the bread from heaven that keeps us alive, and not just the manna that fell in the Old Testament. That was merely a sign of what you and I have been given. That idea of being given something from God. And notice, every word that comes forth from the mouth of the Lord, we ended up getting Jesus, the Word of God, coming to earth, preaching to us in word and example. But then what else did he do? Before his sacrificial death, he gave us himself. Before his sacrificial death, he gave us himself to the apostles, and then they are to give Jesus to us, which has continued through the bishops and their successors and their helpers, priests, so that we have literally the Word of God to give us life. That's a remarkable thing. We have to be very clear. Jesus, in today's gospel, is making it extremely clear that this is not a symbol. This is not a metaphor. This is real. That's why we call it the true presence. And what appears to be wine and what appears to be bread is transformed into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And you and I have been baptized into this covenant. My brothers and sisters, we need to believe if we are going to have life within us. We are called to believe. We have the great benefits of, when we're in the state of grace, receiving Jesus, allowing his very word to transform us. And notice how he says, I have life because of the Father, and then you will have life because of me. And that kind of life means living a life that is new, living a life that has hope, living a life that understands the purpose, living a life that imitates Christ's sacrificial love of God and others, his generous kindness, living a life that is able to put aside the old dead life and grow in Christ. My brothers and sisters, we don't know how it happens. We have to be blunt. This is one of our tests. Adam and Eve had their test, what not to eat, right? We have our test. Will we, as St. Paul says, discern what we eat? And to be blunt, will we eat under condemnation, which means eating in the state of sin or eating without belief of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus? Or will we take him into a heart that is loving, welcoming, that knows, I need you, Lord. I can't keep your written word unless I have you to help me to live it. And this is what's so amazing about Holy Communion. It is reserved in the Latin Church for anyone of the age of reason, age 7 on up. And again, no matter whether or not you've completed second grade or in your postdoctoral work, you need Jesus. And you need him more than you need food. You and I, in order to have real life, we need our Lord. We should hunger for him, make room for him, fast a little bit. Make room for him by, in a sense, fasting, just a little bit. We should actually be thinking when we come up to communion, Lord, transform me into somebody who is, and that's your personal prayer. Fill in the blank. Make it personal. Do not just go through the motions. I went to confession yesterday, and I remember when I received communion, it's like, oh, yeah, I could improve on one of the things I confessed. I invite you to do the same thing. Make it real every single time by saying something positive. Help me, Lord, to grow in this, or help me, Lord, to avoid this. May I take your word, and may you help me to welcome you more into my life and to transform my life, so that I learn not just from a distance, but I learn by being in you and you being in me. And so, my brothers and sisters, it is critical for us to take our Lord seriously. He said these words, he meant them literally. This is my body, this is my blood. He was either crazy or lying or telling the truth. There are no other options. He was telling the truth, and you and I need him. We need to hunger for him, and we need to let him live within us so that we are transformed more and more into his way of looking at the world, his way of thinking, his way of speaking and acting.